Happy Monday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, coming to you from the default location, default route. I don't want to say thank God it's Monday. It's not quite a thank God it's Monday, but it's good to be back into the routine. It's good to be back on a Monday, walking my default route in my default location, in the default clothes that I always wear, in my default hat, on a nice sunny day here in Southern California. Wearing my sauna suit, my default pants, my default socks, and my default sneakers. Mr. Scale told me 225 today, this morning, 225.2 or something like that, which is horrendous, everything being relative, considering there was a time when I would actually pray to a God that I didn't believe in to be able to get down below 225, to even get to 225. After it had been comfortably under 200 for a few months, the way my clothes fit, and all that was good. But during that time, I was intaking the stimulant nicotine, which is a known appetite suppressant. And not only that, it brings your metabolism, brought my metabolism down, gave me something to do besides eat. And I'll say it again, and I'll say it again, and I'll say it again. Getting off that nicotine, I think I'm suffering the consequences of it. Because my eating is basically uncontrollable. My eating is basically uncontrollable. And it's to the point where I sort of laugh about it, but I laugh in regards to the fact that I have to acknowledge that it's a real thing, that this thing is going on, to where I just can't, things just, and if I can get this weight down and be off the nicotine, that's the person I want to be. That's the person I want to be. Get the weight down and not have any, I don't want to say harmful stimulants. External stimulants is not the right word. Just to be off the nicotine, to be off any, not addiction, but whatever the word is, you know. No smoking, no drinking. I'll keep saying it. This is my mantra. Maybe not my mantra, but my, not penance, but my motivational speech to myself. I've often said, if you got to wake up in the morning with something pinned to your mirror telling you you are great and that you're going to have a good day, you done already lost. But I'm human, and this is mine. This is my reinsurance, my reiteration, whatever it is when you recertify, reconfigure, what's the word? I can't think of the word. Where you re-justify, reassure. Reassurance, nah, is it reassurance? Not quite reassurance, but I think reassurance was the word I was looking for. Where you reiterate just that what you're trying to do, you go over what you're trying to do, I want to get there. And it's March, early March. I can get there in a couple months if I start acting right. So I can be ready for summer. There's some things coming up in summer. Hell, some things coming up next week. This week, in fact, but you know, I want to be that guy. I want to be that guy. And I'm striving to be that guy. was going to say that's all I got to say. Right now, it's just all about me. I'm not too much into politics. Every day and now and then, I get on a good run about my philosophy or things happening in the media or with other people around me that I just don't quite understand, and I would definitely have a strong opinion on it or about it, but that's not where I'm at. My thing is this weight. And yesterday, I've been getting my steps in, even on Sunday. Usually I don't, but I got up in the morning, got my steps in, did my, well, I think I did 11,000 in the morning. On the way back, no, when I got back, I got in the car. That's when I went to Ralph's and did some shopping. I got minimal junk food goodies and sweets, loaded up on vegetables and food that should be quote unquote healthy, salads. Feeling pretty good, got a lot of rest. Reassurance ain't the word. It's when you tell yourself again and again and again. That's not reassurance, I don't think. But whatever it is, that's what I'm doing. And this is what I do. Now, that's not what I do. It may not be what I do, but I do it. I walk in, pay my bills. On my phone, being aware, doing my life chores, administrative chores, life, making sure everything is where I think it should be to maintain that 800 credit rating. Just to be all around solid, just to be solid as I can all the way around. What I was doing today was making sure I don't get any credit card fees, because at the Laker game, was a blip in the financial process that needed to be adjusted for and accommodated. Had to move some money out of one of my savings accounts that I hopefully can replace as March is a 3 payday month. All that's going through my head all the time. Pretty much all the time. It's always on my mind. Kind of excited about some new technology, AI technology I found in regard to video making. And making clips, seeing some stuff out there that I like, some stuff people are producing that I like, is giving me ideas. I love playing with my data, lining it up, my tools and my toys. My toys are tools to create. It's all in place, resources there. It's beautifully set up. Jeffrey TV, magnificently in place. I got resources to the point that where I'm even considering retiring before 70. I'm like, I don't quite fully believe the idea is that you're supposed to die with zero money in your bank account. You know, this, that. You're not supposed to spend it all. But I understand that idea. I really do understand that idea, that concept. And I'm pushing it and I'm waiting. And I'm saving. But what am I saving for? You know, I don't want to look back and say, hey, I should have or I could have. So I'm looking into maybe taking some money and doing something extraordinary. Doing something slightly fantastic. And I was talking to my niece, and basically, she did a talk or something in Oakland as an intern about how to take advantage or manipulate or understand marketing, or not distribution, or marketing or advertising at the highest levels. The highest levels, the Beyonce, you know, marketing campaigns or ad campaigns or just campaigns to get your album or your media or your presence or whatever out there in the media at the highest level, you know, at the, you know, top level. If she know how to do that, maybe me and her can do some business. And I can pay her. And she can get famous for making me famous. And that helps her. I can invest in her. I can very easily do that. I was gonna say because I trust her. Trust isn't the right word. I think she's capable. It's more. I have strong faith that she's capable and can get it done. Do I want to take Jeffrey TV? Where do I want to take it? Because I was telling somebody that, you know, it's possible that I had the first atheist video. A lot of people say I had the first atheist video on YouTube, and it started the YouTube Atheist Revolution. And I was telling somebody that, and they were like, they asked me, do you want to be known for that? And the way I took it from a marketing publicity sort of way. Like this person knew how to do that, or that could be done, or that's just something that has to be programmed. It just don't happen. You got to have forces behind you to instigate that. Something like that. You know, when you get a team or marketing campaign or firm or whatever to get you in the system. And that's what my niece was telling me about, that she's studying or knows about or working with people, quote unquote, who do something like that. You know, I don't want to lay around till it's quote unquote late. I want to take advantage of things. I got my health. I feel good. I was going to say agile. I think I'm at virile. You know, I still got energy. Can move around. I think I really may want to think about that. There's opportunities, resources around me. Thing is, if I pull X amount of dollars, I have to pay taxes on it. And my thing is to wait until my income is lower so that I don't have to pay as much taxes on it. 22, I think I pay the same amount of taxes up until like a certain percentage of my income. And I think I'm at a place where, and it jumps. I think it jumps from like 24% to 35% or something like that. I paid that much before on big withdrawals. And I stomached it, and I didn't say I liked it. I absorbed it and I lived through it. But if it's something I can avoid, I want to avoid it. Like, am I straight? Like, I want to wait till I'm retired and my income is minimal. Then I start pulling out that money. I'll be in a lower tax bracket, something like that. It's like, oh, they fixed the sidewalk. Whoa, they fixed all this. Wow, look at it. They fixed it since I've been here. It used to be all bumped up. And I don't know if you can see it. It used to be all bumpy and blah, blah, blah. They took care of it. They get that house ready. That's probably going to be a $2 million house. Completely rebuilt. No, not completely. They left the structure. But anyway, I gotta start thinking about that. And what goes to say is I gotta get my eating habits under control and my days off under control. And it's too easy for me just to lay around and eat and watch TV all day. And then without my job, I believe I'd sink into something like that. I do love my job now. It affords me the things that I can travel and do. And I enjoy doing it, doing my job. I enjoy the people I do it with. Enjoy where I do it, how I do it, everything about it. Love being part of the company. Even the stuff I don't like about the job I love. Which is something I can... Am I straight or am I like leaning? I can't tell. But so I gotta start thinking about that. I'm in a good position. I love all my data. I love my videos. I love the studio setup. I love my video capability. I love the apps and subscriptions I have to create. I got resources around me. Now I'm talking myself up. Well, either I'm talking myself up or I'm summarizing my assets. I'm taking inventory. Taking inventory of my life. It's Monday. That's what it's for. It's Monday. That's what it's for. Take inventory of what you got going on, what you want to do. Reevaluate your goals, situations, options, opportunities, shortcomings, obligations, everything. Think of doing something. Think about doing something other than sitting second row at Hamilton for $500 a ticket, or row 12. The Laker game, $400 a ticket. But it's rewarding. And there's probably ways I can probably use that as a tax deduction. Somehow. I'm sure somebody could probably explain to me how I could use that as a tax deduction because of what I do. Social media, blah, 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 blah. Goes in to Jeffrey TV to get people, viewers. This should go into advertising dollars if I monetize and all that. Everybody say, yeah, hit that like and subscribe, hit that like and subscribe. I ain't there yet. Everybody does it to a point that where, oh, and the software I got, I signed up for Opus Clip. It's a subscription. You like upload your video and the AI's it for you, makes you nice little clips, da 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 da, does a bunch of stuff. And it grades your video. It tells you what you should do and not do. And I think one of the things is, and I think a lot of people are using this, one of the things is to say like or subscribe. Because too many people do it routinely. If you like this video, please like and subscribe. It's like it's a standard or it's built in. It's like a form or a template. And they just, you know, it almost sounds the same like at work when we got a, is there anything else I can help you with today? And everybody knows that's just a script. Like a script or a tip, yeah. Anything else I can help you with today? We got to do that. And I hated it. Well, hate is a strong word, but you get the drift. As I said before, it's probably impossible for me to hate anything. It's just how my life's been. But I used to say I hated it, you know, just so people understand it. And then I just turned it around. I started doing it every time. Even if they say, yep, there's nothing else you can help me with, I still ask them, is there anything else I can help you with? I tell them, some people say, I got to ask. So like any closing, I got to ask. Is there anything else I can help you with? Because they know, you know what I mean? Come on. They know it's scripted template. Anyhow. Just going over it on a Monday, y'all. Woo. Going over it on a Monday. Not quite trying to figure it out, but keeping it together, getting it together. And that, you know. Oh, so I should hold it like this. Yeah, I should hold it. Is it like that? Anyway, swing on y'all 2 times. For me, for the phone. I don't know what orientation it is. I was turning like this on it. For me and for the phone. It's probably supposed to be like this. For me and for the phone. Man, no, it's supposed to be like this. So it's supposed to be like this. Not that. So if I hold it like that. Anyway, for me and for the phone. For me and the phone. And every elementary particle that's ever existed, any atom. In every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom in this or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be, totality of it all. Theory of universe. Hypothesis of all is one. That's a template script that I developed. I like the way it flows too, so. My name is Jeffrey.